The Australian Federal Police are preparing to swoop on the two most notorious Australians fighting for ISIS in Iraq if they return home. The ABC's 7:30 program has discovered that the AFP have issued warrants for the arrest of Khaled Sharouf and Mohamed Elomar. A few days ago, Sharouf posted horrific pictures online of Elomar proudly displaying severed heads. The Attorney General says the images are likely to be a demonstration of war crimes. Lexi Metherill reports.
The social networking site Twitter has now removed Khaled Sharouf's account at the request of police. The catalyst was his use of the account to share gruesome images last week of his fellow Australian, Mohamed Elomar. Elomar is pictured smiling as he holds severed heads in his hands. Elomar is known as Abu Hafs on Twitter, and Sharouf boasts in a caption accompanying the photo.
Few more heads. How lovely. Bloody amazing stuff, Abu Hafs. You keep on cutting those infidel throats, but the last one is mine.
Those photographs, if they were authentic, were of course abominable.
The Attorney General, George Brandis.
If they were authentic, what they demonstrated was this man's participation in, and in fact, promotion of, violent crimes, probably war crimes, certainly crimes, They just go to show how absolutely heedless of human life and contemptuous of ordinary civilised standards some of these individuals have become.
Elomar and Sharouf, who's a convicted terrorist, are considered the two most notorious Australians fighting with ISIS in Syria and Iraq. 7:30 will tonight reveal the AFP has issued warrants for their arrest for terrorism offences. The AFP's Deputy Commissioner is Neil Gagan.
Words don't adequately describe how abhorrent those photographs are. In 30 years of policing, it's probably one of the worst things, if not the worst thing I've seen. The Australian government, rightly so, came out very strongly on Friday criticising very strongest possible terms the type of behaviour that those two gentlemen are allegedly involved in, and rightly so indicated that they should not footstep back into Australian soil. If they do, however, can assure the Australian community that we have current first instance warrants for their arrest, and as soon as they set foot in Australian soil, they'll be taken into custody.
And what are those warrants for?
The two first instance warrants for either of them are in existence for terrorism-related offences.
7:30 also understands that Elomar and Sharouf have links to a Melbourne teenager, Adam Darman, who Australian authorities say blew himself up in Baghdad in a suicide bombing killing five last week. The 18-year-old was stopped and questioned by ASIO at the airport before he flew to the Middle East last year, but Neil Gagan says authorities could not stop him leaving.
Unless someone's passport's cancelled, through an adverse security assessment undertaken by ASIO, it's impossible to stop someone from leaving the country unless there's a first instance warrant in existence or something similar. So that's a difficulty we face. We hear intelligence regularly that people are leaving to go to Syria, but the numbers are significant, as David Irvin from ASIO has stated previously, and we just can't physically stop everybody.
Adam Darman's neighbours are shocked that a boy from the suburb of Northcote could become a suicide bomber in Iraq. Brisbane man Yahya El-Khaled says ISIS is winning over young people thanks to its slick campaigns.
I've never seen anyone who's that good at propaganda like ISIS. You've got all these children who've been playing Xbox their whole lives, go to Syria, and then they think this is like an Xbox game and it's a turf war. It's nothing to do with that. It's your life. You're going to die. Other people are dying because of your decisions.
Mr. El-Khaled made three trips to the Syrian war but says he never fought. He's now urging Muslims not to travel there or Iraq, prompting threatening messages on Twitter from Mohamed Elomar, which he recounted to 7:30's Sean Rubenstein Dunlop.
He goes, we'll do Sharia, you know, some things he would even say to me is, we'll do Sharia on you, cause me more nefe, cause me a kafir.
When he said we'll do Sharia on you, what did he mean?
A beheading, obviously, what else?
It's understood the federal government is preparing to introduce legislation next month which would lower the bar for evidence of terrorism offences. The Attorney General, George Brandis.
The one thing that no Australian should ever think is that this is a problem that exists on the other side of the world. Because while it might take shape on the other side of the world, the number of Australians who are participating in this war fighting in Syria and Iraq shows that this is a problem that exists and germinates within our suburbs, within the suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane, among a very small number of people, a very, very small number of people. But nevertheless, this is a product which has a domestic germination.
The Attorney General George Brandis ending Lexi Metherill's report. You can see more on that story on 7:30 on ABC TV tonight.